I want to turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Good to see everyone out tonight to our Bible study and prayer meeting in 2 Corinthians. And the chapter 4, Paul is speaking about his ministry. I'm just going to break into the reading for time's sake. And we're going to read from the verse 11. 2 Corinthians in the chapter 4 and verse 11. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death worketh in us, but life in you. We have in the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus, and shall present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace may through the thanksgiving of many renowned to the glory of God. For which cause we faint not, for though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For a light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Why we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Amen. We pray the Lord to bless the reading of his word to all of our hearts. I want to speak tonight in a little phrase that is found there. Well, it's verse 17. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. I want to speak tonight about our light afflictions. Now, the Lord Jesus never promised his people an easy and free, trouble-free pathway to heaven. In fact, his word tells us that as we go to heaven and make our journey towards glory, that it will be one of difficulty. And there will be times, of course, to be one of trouble. In John chapter 16 and verse 33, the Lord Jesus said to his disciples, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. And then he said, in the world ye shall have tribulation. Now the same Saviour that says to his people, I give unto you eternal life, and you shall never perish, and neither shall any man pluck you out of my hand, he looks at these disciples and he says, in this world ye shall have tribulation. Ye shall have anguish, or burden, or persecution, or trouble, as the word tribulation means. Here in this passage, we find the Apostle Paul referring to his troubles. And look how he describes them. He says, a light affliction. That his afflictions, or our afflictions, are light. The word light means easy. Now some of those people might say tonight, but how fortunate is the Apostle Paul to be able to say that his afflictions were light, that it was really easy. If he only had my cross to carry, if he only had my troubles and my trials to face, the Apostle Paul could never say that his afflictions were light. Now, if that's what you would say of the Apostle Paul tonight, then you're wrong. You're wrong. Because we find when we come to the Bible that here is a man who suffered. And you know, he suffered greatly for Christ. In 2 Corinthians in the chapter 11, just over a few chapters, in this particular epistle, remember the Apostle Paul is talking about his life, he's talking about his ministry, and he's speaking about his sufferings for Jesus Christ. And he gives a whole catalogue of them in 2 Corinthians chapter 11. In verse 23, he says, are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more in labours, more abundantly, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequent, in deaths oft. Of the Jews 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods. Once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered a shipwreck. The day and the night I have been in the deep. In journeys often. In perils of waters. In perils of robbers. In perils of my known countrymen. In perils by the heathen. In perils in the city. In perils in the wilderness. In perils in the sea. In perils among false brethren. And so on. And the list goes on. And here's a man giving us a catalogue. And remember, this is truth he's telling us. He's not telling us half-truths. This is the word of the living God speaking on the divine inspiration. He gives us a catalogue of his sufferings. And we find that here's a man, he's been beaten, he's been whipped, he's been nearly shipwrecked, he's been nearly stoned to death. And here's a man has suffered greatly in his life for Jesus Christ, and yet he says, it's light afflictions. Or light afflictions. That's how he summed them up. And you notice what he said, not only was his afflictions, he says, or light affliction. Speaking about all the people of God. Not just himself, not just some of the apostles, but all of God's people. He speaks about their sufferings and their afflictions. And he says, they're only light afflictions. How can this be so? How can we come to the Bible and say that your trial tonight, your trouble, whatever it may be, it's only a light affliction? Now I want to give you some reasons why our trials and troubles are only light afflictions. And the first one tonight I want to say to you is, when you think of the comparison of our afflictions, and what do I mean by this? When the child of God compares his afflictions to the very lives of godly men and women throughout the ages, then we find that our afflictions are really light compared to those who have went before us. Because when we read the Bible and when we read history, what trials, what sufferings we find that the other saints of God have suffered. We have found even in Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 11 how he suffered, and how he suffered greatly, how he was stoned, how he was shipwrecked, how he was nearly put to death, how he suffered greatly. I asked you tonight, have you and I ever been in that position? Has there been times where we've nearly been stoned or beaten to death? We find over there, over in Hebrews in the chapter 11, about the saints of God who were tortured. It says in verse 36, they had cruel mockings. It said they had scourgings and bonds and imprisonments. They were stoned. They were sawed asunder. They were slain with a sword. They wandered in sheepskins and goatskins. They wandered in the wilderness and dens and caves. They were driven from their homes. And they were driven from their families. And here were people who had lost everything. Everything for Jesus Christ. All their possessions. They were driven out. And yet we find only a light affliction. I ask you, child of God, tonight, when you compare your afflictions to these afflictions, do they come anywhere near it? Your trouble tonight, your burden, whatever it may be, that's what's causing you distress and pain in your heart. Well, is it anything like this? Have you ever been tortured? Have we ever been whipped? Have we ever been cast down into prison for the faith of Jesus Christ? No. You see, our light afflictions, our afflictions are light when you compare them with the saints of God who went before. You can think of that godly man, John Bunyan, who for many years was 12 years cast into prison. What distress it caused to his family. Remember, he had a wee blind daughter at home. And he could have been home at any time. All this man of God had to say, that he would stop preaching the gospel. He would give up the faith. He would not go out and preach that Jesus Christ is the Savior. That's all he had to say. And he's a free man for 12 years. He's dead in prison. And while he was in prison, his little daughter, the wee girl who was blind, remember, she's a blind girl, looking daddy to come home. And he wouldn't go. She died. Could you imagine that man of God in the cell and hearing the news that his little daughter, who was blind, who loved him, who would love to have him home again, and he never went home, she was dead. Have you ever been in opposition? No. Have I ever been in opposition? No. In comparison to the saints of God, then I have to say to you and I tonight, well, our afflictions are light. We have never been in chains. We have never, as yet, maybe someday, but as yet, we have never been in danger of losing our life. And so in comparison to the saints, we find our afflictions are light. In comparison to the Saviour. You know, if anyone should have no troubles or afflictions or pain in life, then how to be Christ? Is he not the Son of God? He is, of course. The Saviour of the world. And yet I find from the very earliest moments of Christ, as he came here upon this earth, he was persecuted, heard, and then sought to take away his life. And we find while he was here upon this earth, he was blasphemed. We read in the Bible how he was poor. We read how he was hated. We read how he was rejected. We read how he was deserted by his friends. Read how he was mocked and whipped, and how our sins was placed upon him. And we read in the Bible how he was nailed to the cross, and the wrath of his Father fell upon him. How he suffered greatly. Have you and I ever suffered again? Have you and I ever been nailed to a cross? No, we haven't. But yet we find the Lord Jesus Christ suffering greatly. Compare your afflictions to Christ, and yours is very light. And so is mine, by the way. So is mine. When you compare them to the saints, when you compare them to the Savior, when you compare them even to the afflictions that sinners face today. There are people today, and you know, their life is upside down. They're held fast in sin by drink and by drugs. When I was in Belfast, I met a man, and his life was upside down. So much so that he told me he just wanted to cut his throat. That's what he said, I want to do that. And he asked me, was it all right to do it? And I told him, no, it wasn't. He says, why is it not? I says, the Bible says, thou shalt not kill. And that means you're not allowed to kill yourself. An alcoholic, drinking every day, wife was lying in hospital sick, and I believe she was an alcoholic. And I left a copy of the Word of God with that man, and I truly trust that he sobered up, though he did look at me and he says, I'm never sober. That's what he said to me. I left him things to read, and I got him a Bible, and I left it back to his home the next day, and you know, he says, I'm never sober. But may God sober him up. Now tell me this, that's an awful life. That's a terrible life. To be held by sin, held by the devil, held by the old booze, life upside down, so much so that he feels he wants to take away his own life. That's only one home in this province. Look across the world, you see the troubles, the famines, the disasters, the wars. In Syria at this particular moment, they say that a million refugees have fled out of it. I read about a young girl last night, and she's 19 years old and she has two children. And she said her situation is so bad. Everything was so expensive where they were. Couldn't find any work. The situation was so bad, she says, that she lived with 20 other people in one room. Now, could you imagine this young mother with these two children? There she is. She has nothing and poverty. And there she is in a room with 20 other people, homeless, helpless. Compare your late affliction. Have you ever been driven from your home? Have a look around us. You see the heartaches of people tonight, unsaved people, broken lives, broken homes, held by sin, held by the devil. And here we are tonight, and we're saved and washed in the blood of the Lamb. And I say to you, here the Apostle Paul rightly sums up our afflictions. He says, they're light afflictions when you compare them. Compare them to the saints, compare them to the Savior, and compare them to sinners. What is my little burden tonight? And child of God, what is your little trouble tonight? Think about it. Weigh it up with other people tonight. Weigh it up with what Christ suffered. It's only a light affliction. When you compare a comparison of our affliction, think about the limitation of our afflictions. That makes them light as well. You see what a text says here, our light affliction, but which is but for a moment. And notice that. Here's the limitations of our afflictions. They're only for a moment. They only last for a short period of time. They really come and go like the passing of the seasons. Now, you only have to read the Bible and you'll see that is so. Of the men of God and the saints of God who went before us. You could take, for example, two examples. You could take Joseph. What afflictions came upon this young man, about 17 years old? He was plucked from the very bosom of his father, sold as a slave down into Egypt. There he was condemned unjustly. There he was, this young man. He was taken and he was cast down into prison. And there he was for many years in prison. There's his affliction. Held in fetters, held in bondage, held in this prison. But it all passed. Because you read in Genesis 41, verse 41, and Pharaoh said unto Joseph, see, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt. We know how he was brought out of that. And how he was set up in this high position there in the land of Egypt, and Pharaoh set him over all the land of Egypt. You see, his afflictions was only for a moment, a few years, but they came and they went. And you can go through that. You can think of Job, that man of God, who lost everything. He lost his possessions, he lost his family, he lost his friends, he lost his health. And we can see him, and he's afflicted, and he's troubled, and he's cast down. And yet when we come to the very end of the book, what do we find? Well, in Job 42 verse 12, "So the Lord blessed the other end of Job more than the beginning." We find that everything is lost. And we find in these examples in the Bible of Joseph, and we find here of Job, we find that their afflictions lasted but for a moment. They came and went. And you can find that in history. You can find even of John Bunyan, as I said to you, this man who was cast into prison, and he was held for 12 years. Year after year he was in prison, but then we find him getting out. They come to an end. Our afflictions last but for a moment. They're only short periods of time in your life. And I said to you, child of God, tonight, if you were to sit down with your pen tonight and write down all the afflictions that you've had in your life since you were saved, they're very short lists. Be very short list if you were to write of all the afflictions. Now there may be some, there may have been a number, but take all the years of plenty that you've had, all the years of happiness, all the years of peace, all the years of contentment, all the years of joy, all the years of walking with Christ. Put them all on one side, and then put all your afflictions on the other side, and you'll find they're very short. Indeed, the Bible says they're only for a moment. And maybe you say, no, to me tonight, I have a trouble, I have a trial, and I've had it for years after years, but remember this, it's only for a moment, and remember this, it will soon end. It will come to pass. It will come to pass. And the Apostle Paul speaks about light afflictions, as our faith, it's just for a moment. It's just for a moment. And I say that to you tonight, child of God, about my afflictions, my troubles, your troubles, whatever they may be, they are light when you think of the limitation of them. They're only for a moment. They're only for a moment of time. And they're not for all eternity. When you think of also another reason why they're light, we think of the compassion of the afflictions. Now, some people have said tonight, where is the compassion or the love of God found in our afflictions? Well, it is very easy. It is found, the compassion of God, the love of God is found in the word light. That's where you'll find the love of God and the compassion of God to us, in the word light. Because God in his love and his mercy onto his people, he only bestows upon us. What does he bestow upon you and I and all the people of God over the years? He only puts upon them light affliction. You think about that. Do God's people not deserve great tribulation and trouble? I would even say tonight to you, do God's people who are saved, do they not deserve, really in a sense, in themselves, to go to hell? Because some of the saints of God in this world tonight has been the most wicked people who ever walked. Blasphemers and murderers and all the rest of it. And yet there was a day in their life they came and they put their faith in Jesus Christ and they were saved and God gave them mercy. But they deserved hell. And you can think of the Apostle Paul, the very man who wrote these words in 2 Corinthians 4 here and the verse 17. Think about his life. Think about his blasphemy, his wickedness. And he got people and he cast them down into prison. And even he stood and he watched young Stephen being stoned to death. He deserved to be lost. He deserved to be damned for all eternity. But he only got a light affliction. He only got a light affliction. And I say to you, child of God, tonight, the Lord in his mercy has forgiven us by multitudes, and we had to sell this. Multitudes have been plunged down into hell, and you and I have been saved. And you and I have been forgiven. You and I have been brought to the Lord Jesus Christ. We didn't deserve his mercy. We didn't deserve his love. We didn't deserve his life. But in his mercy, he saved us. And we should have been cast away down into hell for all eternity. That's what I deserved. And I'm sure if you're an honest child of God tonight, you will say the same. That's what you deserved. When you can think of the compassion in our afflictions, their light affliction, Boys, I deserve far worse. I deserve far worse. I deserve to be separated from Christ. I deserve, to say it with an honest heart tonight before the Lord, I deserve to be cast away from the Lord. For the Lord's mercy upon us. And all we'll have tonight is a light affliction. I ask you tonight, would you swap your position with an unseen person? With a light affliction tonight, with all your wee troubles, would you swap yourself tonight with any unseen person, perhaps even the most richest person in the world tonight, would you swap your place with him? Indeed you would not. Now neither would I. You see, we think of the compassion and the afflictions, they're light. You know that wee word I did say to you, Lord? It means easy. My yoke is easy. Lord Jesus, and my burden what? It's light. It's light, you see. They're light afflictions. Sometimes we can think that we can imagine in our head that they're heavier than they're really light. If you come to the Bible, and let's look at the Bible and say, this is how God describes my troubles, my trials, and my difficulties. He says they are a light affliction. And I'm saying to you here in the house, if you have affliction tonight and a problem, that the burden will be lightened tonight by the word of God, not by myself, but by God showing you tonight why your trial is only a light affliction. It's only a light affliction. Another reason that our afflictions are light, think of the cooperation in our afflictions. We see that sometimes God's people have very severe trials. But the cooperation in our afflictions makes them light. What do I mean by that? The Lord is with us in the afflictions. The Lord is with his people in their time of trouble. He is with them, right by their side. He is the one who says to his people, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And we know, according to the teaching of the Bible, that the child of God, they may walk in darkness, they may have trials, they may have troubles, but there's one great truth found here in the Bible, they're not alone. They're not alone. God is with them. God is with them in their afflictions. Take Isaiah 43 and verse 2. The Lord said, when I pass through the waters, I will be with thee. Now you think of those words. When you're going through the waters, says God, you feel you're going to be drowned in trouble and in grief and in persecution and trouble. But I said to you, says God, when you pass through the waters, he says here, I will be with thee. I'll be with you. He's with us in the tribulations and afflictions. Remember the Apostle Paul said in 2 Timothy 4 and verse 16 when he was in great trouble and about to really to face death at this particular time. He said, in my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray God that they may not be led to their charge. And then he said this, notwithstanding the Lord stood with me. You see, he had his trial, he had his affliction, and he looked around him and there was nobody else. Those who loved Paul, I have no doubt the men who were there, they loved the Apostle Paul. They had preached with the Apostle Paul. They had prayed with the Apostle Paul. But when trouble came, there were nowhere to be seen. But they had the Lord. In his affliction, he had the Lord was with him. And oh, child of God, can I say to you, they're light afflictions. Because their cooperation in our afflictions, the Lord is with you. The Lord, he will be with you in the afflictions. And also, he will carry them, help them to carry their cross of affliction. In Isaiah 41, verse 10, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, he said, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. What a wonderful promise. What does a person need when they're in trouble and afflictions? They need strengthened. He went on to say there, yeah, I will help thee. What does a person need when they're in affliction and trouble? They need help. But God says, I will help thee. What does a person need who's going through real trouble, they feel their weakness and they're going to fall down and down to the ground? The Lord says, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. There it all is. In the trial, in the troubles and tribulations, and God says, I will help thee. I will hold thee. You see, they're light afflictions. I believe the Lord carries the heavy end of the load for us. The heavy end of the cross, the Lord Jesus carries it. In fact, I would say at times when we really do get weak, he carries us cross and all. And that would be a testimony, and no doubt, to the hearts of many of God's people here tonight, when there's been real trials and troubles that come, it's been sweet times with the Lord in your own heart, because the Lord has carried you. The Lord has helped you, and the Lord has strengthened you. The Lord has given you grace, you see. The corporation and all of these troubles, the Lord is with His people, and He helps His people, you see. And He fills their hearts with joy in their tribulations. Now, what Paul said in Colossians 1, verse 24, he says, "Who now rejoice in my sufferings for you." Isn't that amazing? He says, "I now rejoice in my sufferings for you." And I said, here's a man who suffered greatly. And he says, "I'm rejoicing, you see." How could the Apostle Paul say these things? Because the Lord helped him in his afflictions. And he had the power and the presence of the Holy Ghost in his life. And he was filled with joy. He was filled with the corporation of the Lord in his afflictions. And I say to you, some of the Lord's people have testified that during their trials and afflictions, it's been some of the most sweetest moments of their life. It's been some of the best times with God. And the heart has been full of joy. There may have been a cloud of darkness and trouble and anguish over their whole heart. What have been sweet times with Christ? Sweet hour of prayer that calls me from a world of care. They've went to the throne of grace. They've went down to the feet of Christ. Oh, they've had afflictions, but they've been light away because the Lord's been with them. And you remember tonight, if you have any trials and troubles, it's only a light affliction. I'm not minimizing in anything or despising your trouble or your pain or your sorrows and tears and heart. I am not doing that. But I'm saying to you, as the Word of God would remind us, because it is the Word of God tonight that tells us about our troubles and persecutions, God says, it's only a light affliction. I'm with you. For the reasons I've said to you, and there's one more reason as well. Think of the destination after afflictions. He says here, "For a light affliction which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory." Where are we going to tonight? Where is all of God's people going to? Eternal weight of glory. He talked there in the next verse about the things we see are only temporal, but the very things we can't see are eternal. As one writer says, the dead, as it were, put the heavenly glory in one scale and their earthly sufferings in the other, and pondering the things in their thoughts, they found the afflictions to be light and the glory of heaven to be a far more exceeding weight. We put all eternity in one scale and our troubles in the other one. They're very light. You see, child of God, we're going to heaven. And that's the teaching of the Bible. In Acts chapter 14 and verse 22, the Apostle Paul says, in Acts 14 verse 22, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, that we must, through much tribulation, notice that, much tribulation, but what did he say after that? Enter into the kingdom of God. And so there was much tribulation, and there was much trouble and distress and sorrow and tears, but they're going to the kingdom of God. It's a light affliction. It lasts for a moment because we're going home. And that's what the Apostle Paul here is saying in verse 16. "Our light affliction, which is but a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal," he said, "eternal weight of glory." He talks about the eternal weight of glory and the light affliction. There he wears up both of them, the light affliction and the trouble on one side, but all the glory. All the glory for every child of God. We'll all make it home. The eternal weight of glory. The godly John Bradford, who had been in prison for 1.5 years, as he awaited for his trial in so-called heresy, he refused time and time again to return to the teachings of the Church of Rome. And they weren't too pleased with him, as you can imagine. There was only one sentence placed upon this godly man, John Bradford, and that was death. He's going to die. And it's recorded that when someone informed him that he was to die the following day, he said, "Thank God I've looked forward to this for a long time. The Lord make me worthy." It says at 4 o'clock the following morning at Smithfield, he was burnt at the stake. But there's a man wed up his light affliction with eternal weight of glory. And he was told, "You're going to die. You're going to be burnt at the stake. Because you will not come back to Rome. And you will not give up the true preaching of Jesus Christ." He says, "I have looked forward to this for a long time." He knew in his heart, you see, this weight of glory of his afflictions through much tribulation. We must enter into the kingdom of God. He realized, "I'm going home." It's the way of the cross that leads home. The light affliction is for a moment. Oh, child of God, can I say to you tonight, remember that. And remind who you are tonight. You're a child of God. And remind what the Lord has done for you. And remember, you're only marching through this world. And remember, your affliction will soon be over. Remember this. One day, you'll see Christ. And your affliction, your trouble will seem about that size. Thus, even the whole lot put together, when you get the weight of glory, eternal life, being with Christ for all eternity, and you have this little burden, trouble that's getting you down, think of the weight of glory. Oh, burdens are lifted at Calvary. We sing that hymn, and Jesus is very near. Oh, that God would show you tonight about your light affliction. It is but for a moment. Think about the eternal weight of glory. Soon be over. And one day we'll be with Christ, which is far better. No more tears. No more sorrow. No more crying. No more death. The Bible says, because the former things are passed away. So our afflictions, what other? They're only light. They're light affliction. And the Lord lighten your burden tonight from your heart. And show us these truths, five truths we brought, why our afflictions are light. And rejoice in Christ. The Lord Jesus is bringing us all home to glory, to be with Him. Amen.